Canmore. One third of the way into the season, the Canmore Eagles are in the middle of the pack with a 9-8-1-2 record, sitting fifth in the South standings with 21 points. The first 20 games have been a bumpy ride for the club, mainly off the ice, with trades, injuries, new faces, and even a retirement. But despite so much transition and behind-the-scene noise, the Eagles just recorded their best month of October in 5 years, 7-2-1-2, and that's not even because actor John Hamm paid them a visit. "I think that might have been the best October we've had in a long time," said head coach and general manager Andrew Milne. "It's gotta be a league record for overtime and one-goal games. Seems like everything is a one-goal game, we're that close." The Eagles have shown to be fast and skilled, addressing much-needed scoring woes in the summer and regular season. Dating back to August, the Eagles have made 4 trades, sending out 5 players total and bringing in 1 defenseman Brody Tallman, along with future considerations. The Eagles' latest trade in October sent forward Max Monette to the Weyburn Red Wings of the SJHL for future considerations. The Banff native played 62 games with the Eagles, scoring 5 goals and 12 points. Former winger Carter Myrl also retired from hockey in early October to pursue education. The Eagles counter-acted by signing forward Reed Jacobson and defenseman Ryan Nolan, both with WHL experience. However, Nolan, 20, has been out since mid-October with a shoulder injury. He is projected to return to the lineup this month. Out indefinitely is 18-year-old forward Cole Waran, who could be sidelined until late January at the earliest because of a broken femur. "We're facing a little bit of adversity here, I think, with some of our injuries, and guys have responded well," said Milne. "I'd like to think after 20 games, we've put some of our guys in some pretty unique situations for young guys to be in. We're learning a lot about the group and I like the direction we're going in." The first 20 games have been special for captain Vincent Scott, who caught fire and is playing on easy mode with 9 goals and 29 points, already eclipsing his point total from last year, 24, and currently in 8th in league scoring. His teammates, forwards Caden Smith and Rhett Decowney, each won an AJHL Player of the Week award. As All-Star goalie Andre Proctor-Ramirez struggled between the pipes through 20 games, goaltender Matthew Mullen emerged as an early bright spot for the team with a 6-2-0-0 record, .910 save percentage and 3.00 goals against average. With 10 AJHL rookies on the club, some of the younger players have taken on bigger roles early, fast-tracking development. "We've had a lot of learning on our team and I think now it's just kind of more off the learning and, we, just gotta do it," said forward Riley Decowney. "Us 20-year-olds got 40 games left, in Junior A, so I think we just want to push and try to get that learning curve out of the way and try to get those habits going each and every day and just be the successful team that we are and keep going." The Eagles started November with back-to-back losses. The middle of the season starts Thursday, November 10, at home against the Blackfalds Bulldogs. Puck drop is 7 p.m.